Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a comprehensive response in federal court to the lawsuit backed by the Southern Poverty Law Center in the case of Jenkins versus Miller. The legal memorandum alone is 116 pages, not counting the affidavits. About 260 pages of legal documents have been filed in court. We also filed a second motion and memorandum of law that is based upon Vermont's anti-SLAPP law. That law says you cannot file suit against a person solely to restrict their free speech rights, and that's exactly, in part, what this lawsuit is all about. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. We have been working on this now for a number of months because the Jenkins, who is the former lesbian partner of Lisa Miller, until Lisa became a Christian, filed a civil lawsuit back in 2012. This is now 2017. And in that lawsuit, Jenkins did not name Liberty Counsel, me, or Rena Linda Valtzen, who at the time was one of our litigation attorneys, because we had nothing to do with the disappearance of Lisa Miller and her daughter, Isabella. But back in 2009, September, Lisa Miller just disappeared without any notice or warning to any of us. We advised the court, we lost track with her, and we asked the court to withdraw. But now, after all these years, the litigation, they want to add us as defendants, and so they did. They amended their complaint. Liberty Counsel is now a defendant in the case, along with Linda Valtzen and me. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, they just jumped on board, and they have become their primary legal counsel now because Matt, they're on record what their intent is, and their intent is no good. Their intent is to destroy groups and people with which they disagree, particularly on the LGBT agenda.
And that's their own words, to destroy right. Mark Potok with the SPLC.
Completely destroy him. Yeah.
And this, so this is just a harassment lawsuit. It's another example of the left here using, improperly abusing the judiciary, the judicial system, in order to engage in what I call lawfare. And that's what this is. And totally frivolous, just like the Scott Lively case was that was finally thrown out because the court did not have a jurisdiction. This case is completely frivolous, completely meritless. It's been ongoing for 5-6 years now with, you know, it's just ridiculous that they're doing this, but this is their MO.
Yeah, it's their MO. And so what you have here is the SPLC jumping on board because they want to come after Liberty Counsel. So they're the opposing counsel on this case. Mark Potok, who is their public relations person with the SPLC, in an interview admitted, how does the SPLC categorize these groups that it calls hate groups? Well, you know, they have in their hate group category groups that commit violence, such as the KKK and the Aryan skinheads, etc. But they have Family Research Council, Liberty Counsel, and many other organizations. They even included, by the way, at one time, the famed surgeon who is now part of the Trump administration, Dr. Ben Carson. Yeah, he's Secretary of HUD.
But they go for strictly ideological.
Yeah, he says our criteria for a hate group, first of all, have nothing to do with criminality or violence, or any kind of guess we're making about this group could be dangerous. It's strictly, as you said, Holly, right, ideological. So because they disagree with you, now they classify you as a hate group. Now, that may be kids' games, you know, throwing sticks and stones don't breaks my bones and words will never hurt me. And it may be just throwing out names, but it's not because it's dangerous. What they have done is ultimately resulted in violence.
Right.
Floyd Corkins went to their hate map and then went to Family Research Council, which was listed as a hate group, intent on committing mass murder. Unfortunately, he was stopped by the guard who was shot in the process. Now he's serving time in federal prison. And so Potok then goes on, he states this at a public meeting, it's all in our press release, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly, he said, that our aim in life, is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. That's their MO.
Yeah, and that's what happened with Judge Roy Moore. I mean, their intent was to take him down because of his stand against same-sex marriage.
Yeah, so, you know, in the Philanthropy Roundtable article that we have linked, published an article about the SPLC earlier this year about its false labeling, ultimately questioned what to do with all of these contributions. Where do they go? They don't engage in charitable work. They are intent, as Mark says, to destroy them. Their whole aim in life is to destroy these groups. Well, you know what, Matt? They're not going to destroy Liberty Council.
Right.
The comprehensive response is absolutely a tour de force. I encourage people to read it. It's on our website. We don't have all of the documents there, but it's 260 pages. But we do have the memoranda of law, which are the essence of the legal arguments. And I encourage you to go online and read them. You can go to lc.org, click on the press release, Liberty Council responds to SPLC lawsuit, and you can begin to see some of the kind of legal work that we have done on this case and other cases.
Well, Liberty Council's response here is unassailable. And as I said 5 years ago relative to the Scott Lively case, I said it is inevitable that this case will be dismissed, will be thrown out. I believe it's inevitable, barring just a completely radical, unhinged, unprincipled judge in this case. I believe it is inevitable that this case will be thrown out. However, the whole purpose of the case, as I often say, and I keep repeating myself here, but the whole purpose of this case is to harass, is to destroy, as Potok says. So it's to try to drain resources from Liberty Council. So the punishment is the process. It's a harassment lawsuit. Nothing more, nothing left. I don't believe that they have any intention or any expectation that they're going to actually prevail in this case. They're just going to drag it out. They have, you know, 100 times or more the resources than Liberty Council. So their goal here is to deplete the resources of Liberty Council and keep you on the defensive and off center.
Yeah, I encourage people to go to our website, lc.org, and help us in funding this case because it's taking a significant amount of resources at Liberty Council. You can go to lc.org and click on our donations web link there to make an online contribution to Liberty Council, or you can call us there from the website or send in your contribution. The SPLC makes millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. They have hundreds of million dollars that they have in reserves, so they have all the money they need to fight this kind of a case. And certainly, as you mentioned, they want to distract us from doing other kinds of things, and we've had to put significant resources into this case. Now, in September 2009, Lisa Miller disappeared, took her little daughter Isabella, and the Obama administration during that time frame came after Lisa Miller. Attorneys began prosecuting in the various states, and they ultimately convicted 3 different people, 2 Mennonite pastors from Central America and also a person from Virginia, for apparently orchestrating a plan to have her leave. Now, I can tell you this, through that investigation, the criminal investigation, and then through this civil lawsuit by Janet Jenkins, had they had any information that we are connected to this, they would have found that.
Yeah, and they couldn't have any information because no such information
exists.
Right.
Doesn't exist. I mean, the week before she left, Lisa said that she was looking for a job. She had actually a job interview lined up, and then boom, radio silence, and that was it. So all of this, as you said, is just for purposes of harassment. They can put all of their attorneys on here, and they want to really destroy. That's their intent. But I encourage you to, number one, pray for Liberty Council on this case. Two, support us financially. You can go to lc.org to help us. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. That's 407-875-1776. The website is lc.org. You can learn more about how to not only make an online credit card contribution, but also you can get our address there and mail in a contribution to help us defend against this frivolous lawsuit. And here's the deal. We're out there defending other organizations and people to support their liberty. What happens if we're taken out? There's no one there to defend. I can guarantee you that we're going to stand. I can guarantee you that we are going to fight, and I can guarantee you that we did nothing wrong, and there's no evidence of it because they can't find it. And that it never happened. But we will fight. We will continue to press forward, and we pray that you will continue to keep us in your prayer. I also encourage you to read this filing because I think it will encourage you You are standing on the right side of history. Stand with us, pray for the ministry, and go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit lc.org.